Head coach Dan Da Silva is here.
Three cowbells.
Well, you could have that. If we go back over to the Battle of the Sound, Everett brings their cowbells into Seattle, and they have a big old time and almost get into a fight in the stands there. You can just imagine some of those American places. You've lived it. You witnessed it, Portland. I mean, the rivalries there, they're crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were there when I was playing, when Everett first came into the league as an expansion team. And, yeah, just the atmosphere and then that rink especially was just outrageous. They did a tremendous job. And the fans there are really, really loud. It's a whole different scene going on that U.S. trip and the division. And seeing the whole production of the shows before the game, the pregame lead-up, it's really loud, and the fans really get into it, so it's pretty cool to see.
All right, let's talk about the business at hand here. You win 5-2, third period's really good, although I thought your 60 minutes tonight was a lot better than it was last night and better than it has been for a few games prior to Christmas.
Yeah, Les, you're correct. I just did not like the fact that we just continued to want to do it to ourselves. You know, like, we did a lot of good things, and I thought that we could have... I thought we were the better team, but again, we get beat on a 1-on-1. We take a penalty, and it costs us. We make a decision at the end of the second period there. We're 30 seconds left. We just got to get a puck deep, and we just continue to do stuff to ourselves and just make it harder on ourselves than it needs to be. But the guys really came out in the third period determined, and it was a great third. We could finish the game.
Yeah. I mean, you've had 8 goals in third periods the last 2 nights. I mean, that's something to really grasp onto and say, hey, we can do this for 60 minutes, man. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, this group seems to get better as we go, and they've shown that the last couple of games here. Yeah, I think you're right. We need to play a full 60. It was close tonight, but we have some tougher tests coming up, so we got to make sure that we're ready for those and really committed to playing a team game for 60 minutes.
How nice was it to get the opening goal finally tonight?
Yeah, that was a great change. It's always tough when you're playing from behind. It knocks the wind out of your sails early, and you always feel like you're swimming up or battling uphill or swimming up against the current. So it was nice to get the lead, and what a shot by Lizzo there to get us going.
And how happy are you for Ethan McCallum getting his first win as a Blade?
Yeah, we're very, very happy for him. Again, just like the team, you know, we just made it harder on ourselves than it needed to be. But I thought Ethan was great. I'm surprised he didn't get a start here tonight, just checking the score sheet out.
He's getting a star from me here very shortly. I mean, I don't know what they did with the 3 stars here, but they're garbage, so we're changing them.
Yeah, and he got our vest in the room, so obviously the players know, you know, that is an important one for him. It's been his first win as a Blade, and, you know, he's had some close calls here and probably deserved better results in some of the other tests, so very happy for him to get a win.
The desperate defense, it was something that Brendan Sonny used to like to talk about all the time. Your penalty kill was desperate here tonight, and you did a heck of a job in blocking shots or else helping Ethan to see the puck and allowing him to make saves. The power play they had right around the midpoint of the third period, he made 3 stops in a row late in the power play. It was only a 1-goal game at that time. That was massive.
Yeah, oftentimes, and you've heard this before, it's your best penalty killer is your goaltender. So, yeah, he made some great saves. I thought the penalty kill in general did a great job tonight. And just like the commitment to blocking shots, we refer to it as whatever it takes now, not desperate defense. Okay. We kind of turned the page on that one.
Yep.
And so they did whatever it took to get the job done out there in that situation. 3-on-5 at the end of the game. I think we had 4 or 5 blocks right in the slot. And the guys, it's 5-2. The guys could have easily gotten away or lifted a leg out of the way. But those are winning habits, and that's something that we take pride in doing here and playing the same way all the time.
Let me just write that down. Whatever it takes.
You betcha.
That way I'm not going to make that mistake ever again. Now, finally, we get to say you're going to play against Prince Albert. It's been half a season. You haven't played the Raiders. Amazingly, that's how it works. And yet you play them now 8 times over the course of your final 36 games, 35 games. And you finally see them for the first time on Monday night.
Yeah, and I mean, those are always big rivalry games. It's a good matchup. It is a bit odd that we haven't seen them yet this year. So we're excited for that matchup. And obviously, they're playing really good hockey right now. We didn't get them early when they were struggling a bit, which would have been nice. But hey, it is what it is. We got it's a great test and a great opportunity for us, and we'll be up and ready for that one.
All right, Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to Monday night in Prince Albert.
Thanks, Les.
All right, Dan Da Silva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.